Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Today is October 25th. Yesterday we were in Texas with the leaders at EU, and tomorrow we're going to be in Denver with the leaders at Denver EU. So I'm really excited about that. It was so great to see everybody yesterday, and I look forward to seeing people tomorrow. Well, listen, I wanted to talk about kind of a sensitive area in my life right now, and it all revolves around legacy. Now, legacy can take a lot of different fronts. I mean, people look at legacy in different ways. You know, on one hand, somebody can say, I've been left a financial legacy. You know, when my family decided, you know, that they were going to buy oil wells or that they were going to buy real estate. And so I got an inheritance or a legacy that was passed down from that. So that's one way to look at legacy. Another way to look at legacy could be around serving. You know, I have very good friends that are that serve the people of Eastern Africa, and they live there, and they just every day of their life they wake up to serve and to assist and to help orphans and widows and those that are less fortunate, and that's a legacy that they leave. You know, to their children, to their children's children, this legacy of serving. And then you can have a legacy that maybe is around your family dynamic. Like, you know, I've got a huge family, and that's a legacy because then there's a lot of grandkids, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people that just come together every Christmas, or maybe there's legacy around that in your gatherings. But legacy isn't always good. Sometimes there's legacy that is hard to get past. You know, maybe you grew up in a difficult environment at home. Maybe you grew up with, you know, in situations that just, you know, you've struggled with your entire life, just simply because of the way that legacy was passed to you and the way that you grew up. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. So I grew up in a great house, you know, and things were really good for the first 40 years of my life. I felt like there was a good legacy. My parents both went to college. They passed that down to my brother and I, and so we followed that suit, went to college, and then about 7 years ago is where things started to kind of unravel on our legacy. So you know that my father took his own life 7 years ago due to mental health and other health-related issues, and now 7 years later, my mom is starting to have some mental health concerns. So she's having cognitive decline, dementia, Alzheimer's, and that's causing her to react and do things that are very abnormal, things that I never would have expected even 6 months ago. And so that's hard because now you start to look in the mirror and you think, well, what does this mean? What is this going to mean for my legacy? And what does that mean when I get to that age? And so I don't know the answers to those things. And that's got me a little bit rattled, to be honest. So really what the goal of this message is that we all have history. We all have legacy. We all have things in our life that has molded us to who we are. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. Now, what I would encourage you to do and what I'm doing myself is evaluating what legacy do I want to leave for my children and my children's children? How do I want my grandchildren to view me when I'm older at that point? And what are the things that I need to do and put in place to help get to that point? Instead of looking at where I am today, where am I going to be 30 years from now? And what legacy will that leave for those that are around me? And that's hard to do. It's hard to do, but my wife and I are starting to really evaluate that. What are things that I need to put in place, that we need to put in place, to make sure that the legacy that we pass down to the next generation is the legacy that we want to leave. And that is really around, you know, love and kindness and caring and support and family and all those things. And so we're putting goals down and things that we want to do to get there. So I would just encourage you, you know, if you've had these thoughts yourself on your legacy to consider what are the things that you want to start doing today so that when the time comes down the road, you're leaving the legacy that is on your heart to leave. So I hope it's a blessing. Hope it's an encouragement. Hope you have a great day. Live a life of love.